defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Fire muskets, but I'll run you through. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We are live and we are broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday broadcast. It is the 25th day of August, 2013. And coming up, joining us at the start of the next hour for about 20 minutes, Joe Mendez, who is one of thousands of people under new federal funding and laws in California, being SWAT team raided and arrested and their guns taken, and they're never even charged with anything, and then can't find out why they've been charged. It is extremely Kafkaesque. Kafka, of course, is the term stemming from the idea of being arrested and then put to death and never knowing why it happened to you, why you were disappeared. And even Bloomberg has the headlines out there about gun confiscation begins in California. No judge, no jury. They can just say that they say you're mentally ill and your guns disappear. It's been happening to a lot of veterans. And this is all part of the persecution of American gun owners. He said that when he was in jail, almost everyone in there was in there for some bogus gun charge or had been visited at their home by the SWAT teams, who will call you outside about your car being stolen. Yeah, there's the headline right there. California seizes guns as owners lose right to keep and bear arms. And they use different stories. Somebody broke in your car, or somebody stole some of your stuff. The officer needs to talk to you. You walk outside, and boy, they take you down because they want you to know that you are basically the enemy. And if you want to know how we're going to live in the rest of the country, look at California. It is the model of control. Okay, all of that said, obviously, our top story is the fact that it is now being announced that, the U.S. and NATO are going to respond now, and the Syrians did it. They nerve-gassed their own population with no evidence. They're in a suburb of Damascus. And, of course, this happened 3 days ago, almost 4 days ago now. And BBC has been caught running a photo of mass graves that were dug up and then people wrapped in sheets. So it has the image of a bunch of freshly killed people. Remember when they found some of Saddam's mass graves? Well, now they've used those images to say that that's the number of dead children in Syria, waving the bloody shirt. Now, I want to be clear here. I've noticed disinfo operatives on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the comments saying Alex Jones is saying no one was nerve gassed, no one was killed in Syria. I've never said that. None of my guests have said that. None of our writers have said that. Clearly, a bunch of civilians got nerve gassed. And the opposition that's been caught staging nerve gas attacks. In fact, guys, I forgot to print this. We had an article on Friday about it, and I forgot to send it to you. Our article's titled, Yahoo Exposed Syrian Rebels Chemical False Flag. And it was a few months ago when even Yahoo confirmed that it came out that they had staged a smaller chemical attack. But I guess only killing a few dozen people didn't cut it. Obviously, they're the prime suspects. They've done it before. Yeah, there it is. Flashback. Yahoo uncovers Syrian chemical weapons false flag in January. Wow, that was 8 months ago. Man, time just flies. Print that off for me. Thank you. There have been three different false flags, by the way, where it was confirmed. This is the fourth, and, I mean, it might be the Syrian government. And Santa Claus might come down my chimney December 21st as well, and Easter bunnies might, you know, come out of my, you know what. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition. It is the 25th day of August, 2013, on this Sunday broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live, as we are each and every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Broadcasting across the United States on over 80 AM and FM affiliates on the Sunday broadcast, over 160 on the weekday broadcast. Simulcasting, of course, on XM and the internet at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And you can find the free audio and video streams, free podcast, free iPhone and Android apps, and so much more at InfoWars.com by clicking on the listen page or by simply going to InfoWars.com/show. You'll find it all right there, including the free video feed, so you can actually see us here in the studio, more than just a document cam, more than just a webcam, full production with video clips, all the different articles, pieces of legislation, photographs, everything we cover so we can document it here on record so that people can't sit there and deny it, the information we're going to be covering. A few hours ago, I went to a restaurant at Barton Creek Mall with my mother and father, my children, and my wife after church today, and was, as usual, mobbed inside the restaurant and then outside the restaurant in the mall by really nice, informed, caring people. One guy was there with his girlfriend, who was a former special ops guy, flying Cobra helicopters, and he was talking about how many people are awake in the SF community. And it's just amazing to see how many people are awake. I'm not starting the show as I do sometimes going, hey, you know, I'm a big deal, folks. I start the show sometimes pointing out how many people come up and talk to me no matter where I go, not just here, but in England or in Honduras, or it doesn't matter, or in Serbia for that matter. I just talked to some folks that were visiting family in Serbia and saw InfoWars bumper stickers and people awake there. The reason I bring that up to you is that if this many people are resonating with what we say and do here each and every day, that should give everybody hope. Because most of you out there are obviously not a libertarian or constitutionalist or pro-liberty, pro-human, pro-justice type people. Most of you are not prominent. Most of you are not known. So you don't ever get to resonate with fellow liberty lovers like I do. And I think that's the last domino to fall. Folks know that we're living under a tyranny. They know that corruption is intensifying. They know that powerful corporate interests are using big government to shut down their competition, that our enemy is crony capitalism using socialism to create a permanent peasant class. Folks get that, but they feel powerless, or they feel like they can't do anything. They feel like that no one else is awake. And that is really the last domino to fall. And I had folks walking in the parking lot into the restaurant at the mall, California Pizza Kitchen, And I had people in the restaurant, and I had people follow me out of the restaurant, and people outside the restaurant inside the mall. And then the people, as I walked back out to my car, come over, and they were awake. They were involved. They were concerned. They had the light of consciousness and humanity in their eyes, not the dead eyes you see in so much of the zombie-like public that shuffles around like self-propelled stomachs. And they all asked me, what do you think we do? What's the solution? They're just ready for solutions. And the problem is there isn't some silver bullet out there, one thing we do. But I thought about what are solutions. We cover a lot of solutions mixed in with the broadcast. But I mean, the biggest part of the solution to this global tyranny is for all of us that are awake to wake others up and then to resist being pushed around, resist being abused, resist having our rights taken, become aggressive, speak out, do little things every day, and that will create an unstoppable organic movement in the path of which nothing can stand. And so that's really what it comes down to. But I thought I need to really brainstorm with the listeners, but with myself and the crew, and really cogitate, really dwell on every successful thing we've done and every successful thing that other folks have done in other nations like Iceland and you name it that has defeated the globalist. But the bottom line is this. You've got to have a spirit of liberty to be part of the animating contest of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson called it, to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. All that evil men and tyrants need to prevail and flourish is that good men do nothing, to again quote Thomas Jefferson. To quote George Washington, government is like fire, a dangerous servant, a fearful master, and must be kept under very tight control. We have deserted common sense. We've deserted what made America so great. Not that our country's been perfect, but it's been better than all the others stacked up against it. It's delivered more freedom and then more wealth than anybody else, with only a fraction of the ideals of the founders, the flower of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment being expressed. And so if we will simply ourselves be moral, ourselves be virtuous, ourselves be strong, and that means aggressive. Being virtuous means you're focused, you're angry, you're powerful, you're going to make a stand, you're animated. The animating contest of liberty, it is a spirit, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have the spirit of liberty in you that comes from God, nothing can stand against you. If you're an immoral nation, you will go into bondage. You don't need to be a religious person or a Christian to know that's a fact of life, of decadence and cycles in civilizations. And so I want the crew to remind me of this, and I want to encourage listeners as well when we open the phones up. Let's start having a solution segment every day for at least 5 minutes. And sometimes whole shows based on solutions. Before I come back with the incredibly off-the-chart important Syria news, amazing Department of Defense teaching that the founding fathers were bad to military officers. Yes, Judicial Watch broke it, not InfoWars. I wish this wasn't true. Believe me, when we break this stuff, people don't believe it. When it's on the federal sites, this is Judicial Watch. Drudge is linked to it. Right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com, second story down, last time I checked. But the point is that, yes, we have a government that teaches that George Washington's bad. In fact, in the article that we wrote about, the Judicial Watch article that has links to the documents, we actually have video of FEMA teaching police and sheriff's deputies and firemen that the founders were bad people. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are listed, by the way. and by the way, this is not satire. Okay? I mean, I'm not joking. Okay? That's who runs the government. They're obviously the enemy. I mean, that's open and shut case right there. But from their perspective, people like that are bad. And you know what? If I was a tyrant, I'd be scared of George Washington, too. So that's why nobody teaches you about George Washington, because if you've read about the real George Washington, it's beyond any hero in a movie, folks. It's Conan the Barbarian, you know, meets I don't know who. We'll be right back.
We We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
It's the heart, folks.
Rallying patriots worldwide.
Texas is resisting the globalist across the board.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Is Texas all that's left of the old republic? Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive, my friends. Here in the Great Church of Liberty, you know, that's what they were calling me in, on MSNBC a few weeks ago, as the prophet of the dangerous libertarian Tea Party. Newsweek said the same thing. No, I'm not a preacher, folks. I'm somebody who's desperately trying to wake people up because I know how real the New World Order is, and I know the fruits of it are nightmarish. And we're going to cover, coming up in the next hour, the article that's red-linked up on Infowars.com by Adan Salazar, DOD training manual, extremist founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. By the way, that's a quote. Manual lists people concerned with individual liberties, states' rights, and how to make the world a better place as potential extremists. And Adan's being conservative there when he wrote this article yesterday that got picked up by Drudge, and it links to Judicial Watch that sued to get these documents. Judicial Watch, I want to get their director on. I used to get them on. They are just amazing, folks. That is such a great news site. We should live on that. Live on that judicial reform site. They are the kings of suing and four-year documents. And anyways, it's what the ACLU wishes they were. The point is, it's a very small organization, too, so hats off to them continuing to get those documents, and hats off to DrudgeReport.com for linking to our story. But you can go see it there for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And you read that because it's worse than what Adan says. When you actually go read the documents, it actually says it's racist to say, I've got the quote right here, that you want to make the world a better place. That's a quote. That's funny. It's so absurdist. They go, now the racists don't wear white sheets. They talk about liberty and the republic, and they talk about states' rights and freedom, and they talk about making the world a better place. Let me find the exact place where it says that. Nowadays, instead of dressing in sheets or publicly espousing hate messages, many extremists will talk of individual liberty, states' rights, and how to make the world a better place, close quote. And by the way, it's not just this DOD document. It's hundreds of FBI training flyers to police that we've gotten from our sources. Now they just put them on the FBI site. Hundreds of them. It's DOD. It's ATF. It's all written by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL. And it actually says the founding fathers were bad. America's bad. Well, there's a video on there. I was sent by a firefighter in 2000. 18 hours of it I was sent, 2 days of FEMA teaching the firefighters, sheriff's deputies, police in Kansas City that the founding fathers were bad people and terrorists and that they're going to have to be wiped out. People like them. I said 2000. It was actually before 9/11. It was 7/19/2001. I'm going from memory here. You can go watch the video right now if you'd like. We're a guy, military bearing, you know, a sheep-dip military spec ops guy is sitting there bad-mouthing George Washington. I mean, boy, I wonder who the traitors are in this country. Boy, let me, 1 + 1 = what's it equal? Actually, now they're saying 3 × 4 in the new federal stuff out this week. They teach the kids that equals 11. Yeah, I mean, when your government teaches the kids under federal guidelines that 3 × 4 = 11. I'm not kidding. That's a mainline headline. Show folks that article if you're watching us on TV at prisonplanet.tv. Or just search engine that. Federal curriculum teaches students that 3 × 4 = 11. No, it equals tyranny. It equals mind control. And bad-mouthing the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, equals those people need to leave this country. They're involved in sedition. Because you got free speech all day, folks. But when you try to take over the government, yes, the Daily Caller, Obama math under new Common Core, 3 × 4 = 11. And then they've got the training video. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, It's like Obama last Thursday was on CNN, and we're going to play this clip coming up. In fact, go ahead and cue it up. I'll get to that now, and then Sherry in the next segment. And he says, you know, the CNN reporter's like, so, should we have concerns? I mean, are they spying on us? And he goes, no, there are not even allegations that we're spying on your email. That's like saying, there are not even allegations that Hitler had a mustache under his nose. There are not even allegations that the symbol of the Washington Redskins is a chief. There are not even allegations that SEALs have flippers. There are not even allegations, ladies and gentlemen, that pit bulls sometimes eat children. There are not even allegations that police wear blue uniforms. There are not even allegations that Niagara Falls is a waterfall. There are not even allegations that the most famous building in New York City is the Empire State Building. There are not even allegations that Barack Obama is the president of the United States. There are not even allegations that Austin, Texas is the capital of Texas. There are not even allegations that George Washington was the first president of the Republic. There are not even allegations that the Pentagon is shaped like a Pentagon. There are not even allegations that federal street signs are green and yellow. There are not even allegations that Washington is on the Potomac. There are not even allegations that the Queen of England wears a crown on top of her head. There are not even, ladies and gentlemen, the level of lying and talking down to you. Do we have that clip? Here is our leader.
Do some of these systems end up being like a loaded gun out there that somebody at some future point could abuse?
Oh, because
could
abuse.
Because there are no allegations.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I am very confident, knowing the NSA and how they operate, that purposely somebody's out there trying to abuse this program or listen in on people's email.
You're confident in that?
I am confident in that.
By the way, folks, but it is in Reuters, AP, you name it, today, what already came out a year ago, 10 years ago. Hey, will you guys print me the article from Friday that we had on InfoWars? The headline was NSA exposed in 1986, I think it was, and it showed the Washington Post article under it where they exposed how everything was being recorded and how it had been set up and everything. I mean, this is literally, when we have debates about this, like saying there's not even an allegation that the sky's blue, you know, or that clouds have rain in them. I mean, it's just, I mean, at a certain point, it is a conspiracy theory if you know how to tie your shoelaces. I've realized that that's all demonizing us is a cop-out on thinking people. Shallow, lazy, dumb people that want to shuffle around in their evening slippers at the mall, you know, weighing 700 pounds, living on welfare. They want to point their finger at those of us that produced and built this country and who know what we're talking about and just say, oh, you're using big words and things about history. I feel inadequate. I'm going to laugh at you and call you a conspiracy theorist. Okay, you're right. I'm a conspiracy theorist. Obama is not lying to us, ladies and gentlemen. There's not even allegations. No, you're right. There aren't allegations, which implies no one's even saying we're spying on you. It came out that the NSA is spying on their boyfriends and girlfriends and harassing people. That's mainstream news today. The NSA admits it's been illegal and is asking Congress to come in and take them over because they don't want to do illegal things. But it doesn't exist. The NSA doesn't even exist. I remember hearing that back in the mid-90s. We'll be back. I'm going to get into the huge news on Syria. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, folks. We had open phones for the entire 2 hours last Sunday. I'll probably give the number out later in the next hour. I've just got so much news I've absolutely got to get to, but I do want to go to your calls. We take a lot of calls also, of course, on the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Find all the showtimes, listing, info, and more. And find out about the InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, and you can also find our Facebook and things there on the site as well. Well, where to start here? Because I've already gone off into the NSA, so I think I should just go over some of the headlines on that since I mentioned it. The NSA bugged the UN headquarters. That's out today. The NSA has been caught under orders of the White House 3 months ago. Members of Congress went public. It was picked up by almost no news. InfoWars covered it. Drudge covered it. Almost no one else covered it. Members of Congress said they confirmed the cloakroom was bugged. Well, I mean, of course, who do you think's bugged? The Senate, the House, CEOs of major companies. That's what the NSA's for, is to capture trends as they develop, to look over the horizon politically, to be given that economic corporate data to select interest, all paid for by taxpayers at tens of billions a year. Well over tens of billions a year, just to pay for that selective data so that they can find the trends or the phenomenon as they first develop and then capitalize on it. That's its big secret. Next, watching political enemies, making sure whistleblowers don't go public. And by the way, they've got all these former NSA employees. I got several articles today in the stack that we'll try to get to, who are going public with what they can say legally. Really legally, if something's illegal, you can say whatever you want about it, but they're persecuting members of the press and whistleblowers now that even follow the law clearly. I mean, if you catch your supervisor in the federal government, you say, murdering children, and they say that, well, we'll arrest you if you whistleblow. Well, I mean, it's covered to release classified info if crimes are being committed within it. This idea that they're above the law is the essence of the T word, tyranny. And so now the NSA has come out the last week and said, yeah, we're doing stuff that's illegal. We're dragnetting it. This is what we were told to do by Congress and the executive. And then Congress goes, gee, we didn't know about it. And then it turns out they've been part of it for 20 plus years, putting this in place. And then the executive has been even more out of control because it's more centralized. And then you've got the federal judiciary knee deep in it. You've got the DEA up to their eyeballs. That's all mainstream news now. And you've got the Justice Department wallowing in it. And don't forget ABC News. Let's put that on screen. From 2009 reporting on Israel having, and as well as other companies, a communist Chinese company came out last month, overrunning the databases and the private computer systems, listening to everyone's phone calls. There it is. Israel wiretaps the NSA. James Bamford, a former producer of Nightline, exposes that on Democracy Now. So that's what I'm talking about, folks, is that this is globalism. There's over 800,000 top security clearances in the U.S. for private contractors just for what they call security surveillance, but really it's spying illegally. And that's what's come out in the news. More than 2,000 companies have access to highly classified stuff and are swapping it all around. And hundreds of companies have access to everything. They can dial into your phone call live anytime they want. They can turn your phone on when it's off and listen to you. This is all admitted. They can track everything you're doing. They can plant stuff on your account. Why do you think Google didn't get prosecuted worldwide for driving around with their Google cars, grabbing all the passwords and codes with government backdoors to break into everything? I told you all that 5 years ago. It's now mainstream news. And the entire hacker community, by the way, the White Hat folks have known this forever. That's why they killed Aaron Swartz, who was really one of the heads of Anonymous. Murdered him. Hung him. That's why they've got people like Barrett Brown in jail up in Dallas with over a dozen federal charges for nothing. Because he might have known the person that hacked into Stratford, one of the little sub-propaganda arms of the CIA that's based here in Austin, Texas. And you've got all of this stuff going on, and they raid this guy, and clearly even mainstream media, even the Dallas Morning News admits, have shut him up. They're going after anybody who might be able to expose the criminal stuff that's going on inside the federal government and all these select groups that are given access to all this private data and that just swap it and trade it and sell it 24/7. And then here's Obama, can we cue it back up, saying there's not even an allegation that we're doing anything wrong with your information. Here it is. Senator, comes out and admits that Congress doesn't know the extent of the NSA surveillance. That's Corker. It comes out that employees eavesdropped on love interest, significant others. I mean, these are the headlines. That's in the Telegraph. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And then now we've got all these different former NSA employees coming out saying, hey, we don't want to be part of this. We want to speak out. We want to say no. We want to do the right thing. Congress, of course, knows what's going on. But Dick Cheney says we need to protect America. That's the quote. We need to protect this nation. You mean the special interests that have taken it over and are looting it, Cheney? So that's just some of what we're dealing with. There's a Zero Hedge article that has the headline, Internet Architects Plan Counterattack on NSA Snooping. And that's why the Pentagon is announcing they're going to be going after even domestic bloggers that expose what's happening, as if bloggers and alternative media are the enemy. Because if you are a criminal foreign globalist combine that's gotten control of the federal government, it's also being reported by the Financial Times of London, if all of that's going on, real Americans or liberty lovers, period, worldwide, that instinctively stand against what you're doing, you're going to have to go after them. You're going to have to shut them down. You're going to have to silence them, or you're not going to be able to fully take over and do all the tyrannical things you have planned, which the sky's the limit. The level of tyranny you'll live under is the exact amount you'll put up with.
Because there are no allegations, and I am very confident, knowing the NSA and how they operate, that purposely somebody's out there trying to abuse this program or listen in on people's emails.
Yeah, there's no allegations. It's on record that they targeted hundreds of major churches, that they targeted the Associated Press, that they targeted small blogs, that they targeted federal employees to find out if they were criticizing their boss in their private email, that they've used it to intimidate and harass and sexually harass men and women alike, that it's been used to absolutely find financial data out against groups that aren't part of the inside track. All of this is public. So you're right, Obama, there aren't allegations. It's absolute fact that on your corrupt watch, this stuff has ballooned, has exploded. And I mean, I thought Bush was bad. This is warp speed garbage that is going on right now. And it's despicable. And then I see all these left shows and MSNBC and others. I've seen them. In fact, remind me to find that clip, because I want to put a clip of that in the Obama deception, too. A few months ago, they're like, of course we're spying on the Tea Party. They're dangerous. Of course we're telling these pro-life groups what they can do. These are bad people. Good job. We need to be, you know, going after these people for their speech. I mean, they're proud of it. They're authoritarians. They're not liberals. And if you had Republicans doing stuff like this, you know I'd be against them. I was against Clinton because he was a horrible globalist. I was against Bush because he was a horrible globalist. But I'm telling you, with Obama, because they can politically go, oh, he's black, so everything's okay. You're racist if you criticize him. This stuff is doubled and then tripled what it was previously. Now, the big news. The many analysts say it could lead to a wider regional war and even World War III. The situation in Syria, straight ahead. Then we'll talk to a gun confiscation victim. They won't even tell him why they took his gun. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment of this hour. In the next hour, I'm going to get into the actual document and the quotes from the Department of Defense training manual that spends about a third of its time bad-mouthing everything from the Founding Fathers to Tea Party to land rights groups to people that, quote, want to make the world a better place. They say that's code as the new enemy, the extremist, and that's their main enemy. Of course, if they read the other FBI training manuals, they would find out that the number one enemy the state police are taught is returning veterans, and then gun owners, and then libertarians, and then conservatives. Like a few months ago, as we've talked a lot about and did an article on, it was in the Denver Post, they were defending it, though, like it was a good idea. But there was a big furor with the state police when it was over 100 senior ones were in a federal training auditorium, and were taught to be prepared to confiscate Christians' guns because they are an end times cult. They believe in the second coming of Christ. Same thing Janet Reno famously said on 60 Minutes back in like 1994, I think it was, right after Waco. And a bunch of them walked out and freaked out. See, that's normal. You're supposed to freak out, folks, when somebody badmouths the Founding Fathers and says, we may have to arrest Christians and take their guns en masse. I mean, that's when you, like, freak out. Like, you know, this is a takeover. I mean, in the old days, if you heard somebody, like, in their office, or let's say you're in an apple barrel, like in Treasure Island, fiction, and then he hears who he thought was the cook, who's really the captain of the pirates, going, aye, once we get to shore, we'll kill him, as sure as you know, and get the gold, Billy Bones' treasure. Aye, you know, and then he goes to the captain, they get their guns, they stop him. And then there's a big counter mutiny or whatever, and then some of them escape or whatever. You know the story. But, I mean, it's like, we're not in an apple barrel hearing them talking about their takeover. We are right out in the open seeing just open pirates saying we're the enemy. I mean, it's unbelievable. I can't even believe it when Judicial Watch gets these documents and the Justice Department responds and defends them. Because the Justice Department runs the Pentagon now, basically. It is unbelievable. So we're going to get into that and a lot of other really important news. But, I mean, this serious situation, I've been talking about it for 2.5 years. Our listeners pretty much already know all the details. I am shocked by the fact that it looks like they're going to get away with it again. And then they're going to do it again and again and again. They got us into the Spanish-American War by blowing up our own ship, the USS Maine in 1898. Hitler got Germany into war by staging attacks on his own military bases in Operation Himmler at places like Gleiwitz. That's declassified in public. I'm giving you historical accounts here. If you want to go look them up, it's all on record. Gulf of Tonkin, 64, to fully get us into the Vietnam War. Fake attack on our ship or ships. I mean, there's so many examples of this. The 53 coup was based on a staged provocateur false flag. That was declassified last week. Confirming everything I put in my Terror Storm film, 2006. It wasn't hard to know that. I mean, the guy that led the operation, the CIA commander, Kermit Roosevelt, wrote a best-selling book bragging about it all. Wasn't like I was imagining this or anything. But that's just some of the basic facts there. Assad, he's not an angel, but he's not attacking anybody, and he was democratizing the country. And the globalists used that democratization to be able to get their al-Qaeda forces pre-deployed. And now for 2.5 years, they've attacked out of Jordan and out of Turkey with mainly Saudi Arabian sheep-dipped jihadis. Sheep-dipped is where you take a military person and then put them in civilian clothes. And they've dumped over 100,000 in the last 2.5 years. They have been caught 3 times. In fact, did you guys give me the Yahoo article? I know you showed it on screen, but I want to read it for people. Remember in January, Yahoo had to admit, oh, it's confirmed. The rebels launched this chemical attack to blame it on Syria. Now, there it is. Flashback. Yahoo uncovered Syrian chemical weapons false flag in January. BBC Today said it was an accident. Yeah, sure. Jeffrey Dahmer, it was an accident, too. Put up fake photos of masses of dead people. Now I want to be clear. In fact, there it is, flashback. BBC News uses Iraq photos to illustrate Syrian massacre. And we actually go to our story on that and show people that. You know, they showed a lot more people dead in Iraq than have actually been killed in Syria. I don't know if Assad did this. There is a chance that there are really leprechauns at the end of rainbows, that maybe there are unicorns. I mean, maybe there are WMDs in Iraq, folks. This very rebel group and the Saudi Arabian TV network that put this out, it turns out they'd uploaded the massacre videos a day before. You can look that up on Infowars.com. We have an article about it. So the massacre happened, but they staged it, killed some people, shot video of it, then put it out the next day with it all scripted. And that way they could control the story and make sure they weren't going to get caught. And that's as best we can tell from the information. It's about a 99% in my brain guesstimation that this was completely staged by the Al-Qaeda rebels to, I mean, Obama said a year ago to the day of last week, was it Wednesday the nerve gas attack happened? He said a year ago to the day, and that's an open message to everybody who did it in the world, who's informed in governments, because the globalists want other governments knowing, look how ruthless we are. We gave nerve gas to Al-Qaeda. You better do what we say. And so it is just absolutely ridiculous that this is going on. I mean, when you've got a rebel group three times caught staging small chemical attacks to blame it on Assad, two before Obama's red line speech, one after, so that Obama could say, if there's a chemical attack, we're going to start a no-fly zone and start bombing you with the peace bombs, just like Libya. And we're going to put Al-Qaeda in charge, just like we tried to do in Egypt. And then right on time, see, this is all targeting unconscious people that barely pay attention to the news and just go, hey, there's some foreigner. Did you hear that guy in Syria nerve gassed his people? When the average person doesn't even know what nerve gas is. I mean, I'm sad to say this, but the general public's not studied military affairs. They don't study Jane's Weapons Quarterly. They don't know what the Ba'athist Party is. They don't know what jihadis are. They don't know what the Wahhabists are. They don't know who the Qatari Special Forces are. They don't know that Turkey has been off and on bombarding major parts of Syria with heavy artillery for no reason. So they can inject troops in and give them beachheads. I mean, this is the West carving up Syria to break it in three pieces. They've said that publicly. That's the plan. A month ago, Henry Kissinger was back on the news saying that's the plan. We're actually winning. This is our plan. Destabilize, break in at least two to three pieces. I mean, that's the program. Wesley Clark, the general, former head NATO general, has gone public in briefings where they planned this back under Clinton. I mean, this is all a long-term plan, and they're using Al-Qaeda to enter a country, blow up all the churches, engage in every massacre you can imagine. And the neocon talk show host on Friday, I confirmed and went and heard the clips. All the big names, you know who they are. They said, well, I don't like Obama and his wars, but we've got to get behind this because, you know, we've got to have NATO, and Obama's not tough enough. You know, so see, Obama can play the part of a peacemaker. Oh, everyone's begging me to launch another peace prize action. Maybe I'll get another peace prize, like turning Libya over to Al-Qaeda and all the mass murder there. It is amazing. It is amazing to see a total replay of all of this. So, senior administration official, very little doubt Assad regime behind alleged chemical attack. The Hagel, the head of the Defense Department, says they're getting ready to do something. Why, Hagel, U.S. prepared for all contingencies. Syrian massacre, BBC News, Iraq photos to illustrate Syrian massacre. Uses five-year-old photos. No, 2003 photos. My goodness, that's 10 years ago. Time flies. U.S. set stage for bigger role in Syria. Wall Street Journal. They've already launched the invasion with CIA special ops months ago. They're already on the ground, out of Jordan, on record. Russia warns U.S. not to repeat Syria past mistakes in region. It's not mistakes. So they lie about WMDs. They lie about everything else. Syria's been telling the UN they can inspect. The media spins it like, too late. You didn't let us inspect immediately, which isn't even true. They want to go in there. And then they think you're so dumb. A year after they break up Syria, our government will be bombing the Al-Qaeda people they put in charge and taking our rights here in America because Al-Qaeda's been given heat-seeking missiles by the criminal globalists that run our government. Second hour coming up. Tell your friends and family to tune in. Infowars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in the next segment, Joe Mendez, one of thousands to have his guns taken in California, and they won't tell him why they took them. We'll see if he's found anything out since we talked to him a few days ago. He'll join us on the show coming up. Here is our own David Knight's report to give you the intel on it before we go to him after the break.
This morning, NPR carried a gung-ho report on gun confiscation in California. They accompanied a gang of government employees as they went about confiscating guns, as they put it, one by one.
We're riding in a caravan of four unmarked trucks through the bedroom communities of the San Francisco East Bay. The trucks carry nine state agents wearing bulletproof vests and armed with 40 caliber Glock pistols and tasers. They'll spend the next 6 hours looking for illegal guns.
Well, isn't that exciting and fun? But one thing that was missing from the NPR report was the constitutional perspective. Also missing was what it feels like to be on the receiving end of that. We have someone, Joe Mendez, who had this happen to him in California, and he gives a perspective of what it feels like to have your constitutional rights violated.
Immediately, I got two M16 machine gun rifles within 5 inches from my face on both sides. One cop came up with his gun in my face, and the other one proceeded to put my hands behind my back, conducted a raid on my house, and placed me under arrest for the sole purpose of owning and possessing assault rifles, which were legal to own. They illegally came about 14 agents deep, and they lured me out of my house. They concocted a story, and they told my wife in the morning when she woke up, a phony CHP car shows up and tells my wife, hey, your car was involved in a hit and run last night. We're taking a report.
And who are these people that NPR is so excited about having their guns confiscated?
His team will visit the homes of 11 people who are considered armed and prohibited persons, people on the so-called apps list. They are all people who at one time purchased firearms legally.
Armed and prohibited persons. Armed and prohibited persons. APPs. They've even got an acronym for it.
These assault rifles were purchased in the 1980s, and they are fabricated from 1984 and late 1960s to 70s.
These are people who have purchased firearms legally, but now California has decided that they've lost a right to own a gun. Well, what does it take to lose your right in California? A felony conviction. Well, there's a lot of felonies on the books. Even things like releasing balloons on a beach can be a felony. You could have a complaint in a domestic dispute, or even a minor misdemeanor conviction. Well, to paraphrase Pastor Martin Niemöller, first they came for the people with nonviolent felony convictions, then they came for the people with misdemeanor convictions. NPR is proud of the fact that California is cross-checking what they call, quote, an extensive, constantly updated database. The NRA initially supported this law, but now even they are opposing it. For instance, if you are in a fight and you admit to being in the fight, you can lose your right to own guns and fine yourself being SWAT teamed to confiscate your guns. And what does this tell us about the government's priorities?
A couple of months before, there was a guy who was renting here who we couldn't get rid of. He was cooking meth, actually cooking drugs, illegal drugs, in his apartment here. We called the Citrus Heights Police Department, and the police said, even if he had all of the drugs laid out on the table and we caught him doing it, there we couldn't do anything about it because there's no budget to press arrests on drugs.
Governor Jerry Brown is expanding this program, hiring 36 agents at a cost of $24 million. That's about $670,000 per agent. Why does the government ignore crime and attack peaceful gun owners? Could that money be better spent on stopping violent crime? But NPR tells us it's tedious, expensive, and time-consuming work for dozens of armed agents to ambush gun owners one by one. This is where gun registration leads, to gun confiscation. The point of gun registration is gun confiscation.
They believe that they are the only ones that should possess firearms.
Owning a gun is not a crime. The criminals are those who violate the Constitution and their oath of office to confiscate the guns of peaceful gun owners.
You, too, must abide by the law, and you haven't been abiding by the law in a long time.
For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Joe Mendez on the other side live.
When you grab a mess with your friends, two goes to two.
No, 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 no.
What's good for you?
KMON, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, here in the second hour tonight, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to shift gears into the attack on our basic liberties here in the Republic and how Homeland Security has been set up as a fifth branch of the military to get around the Constitution and Posse Comitatus to basically absorb the old Republic. And DrudgeReport.com has a link to a story in the documents with Judicial Watch. This is public documents now. They sued to get them. Department of Defense teaches that anyone promoting states' rights or liberty is the enemy. And the troops are taught that they are the enemy. So we're going to be going over that report and reading some of those quotes coming up. I'm also going to get more into what a Syria open war could turn into with NATO and U.S. assets bombing the military facilities and front lines to allow al-Qaeda to fully take over the country when they're committing such massive atrocities that our media won't even cover and that they call protest or activism when they blow up a church or whatever. And the fact that our government and other governments have been caught staging stuff like this before. I mean, it's real death from nerve gas, but the very rebels have been caught staging it before. And that's not just me saying that. That's the UN. That's NATO has been forced to admit it. But it's like, that's okay, rebels. You know, you tried. Yahoo had to admit it back in January. They got caught staging an event. BBC's been caught showing fake photos of dead people. I believe they really killed people, but BBC's been caught showing fake photos from a different war. And that's in the London Telegraph today. So we know there's a bunch of war propaganda going on here. We'd be insane not to ask questions. And I see a lot of sock puppet disinfo on Infowars.com in the comments going, you traitor, how dare you say no one died? I never said that. You traitor, how dare you be for nerve gassing children? Oh, like the babies thrown out of the incubators by Saddam? That wasn't true. That's now admitted to have been fake to launch that whole war and all the horrible things that have happened out of it. I mean, this is getting ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to talk more about that. And I've got some economic news and political news I want to get to as well. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to premiere a report that John Bowne did Friday that didn't air on the nightly news yet because he got back right before it went on the news. We're going to premiere a disgusting research piece we did. You know, Mark Dice, who contributes to Infowars.com, media commentator, he lives in L.A., so he goes out to the beach. And we've been sent the unedited video. I'm going to use clips of it in Obama Deception 2. What you see is the people he talks to. He just edits out, you know, in between interviews. So if nine people say, yes, we should kill all old people for Obamacare, that's really the people that said that. Or if 9 out of 10 people say we should arrest all gun owners and all Republicans and all veterans, that's actually what was. It's not like we're going out and trying to find idiots. We sent Leanne McAdoo out a few months ago, and she went downtown to the pedestrian bridge over the Colorado River, Lady Bird Lake or whatever it's named today. It's really the Colorado River. It's all the lies in the society. I mean, they might as well just call it the Candy Lake River or something. I mean, whatever. Whatever they name it this month. And it was like 12 out of 13 people, when we counted it up, said, yes, ban water for Obama. If we said we want to ban hydrogen monoxide for the earth, 12 people signed it, including guys bragging, yeah, I got a chemistry degree from Cornell. I'm real smart. How you doing there, honey? You know, I mean, it is amazing how dumb and unconscious the public is. We went out and almost everyone in Austin signed a petition to have all the guns taken. I mean, and folks, if you go to a Democratic trendy area, if we go to a conservative area like Dripping Springs, in fact, I want you to go do that and compare it because I know I live out there. Everyone, everyone will say, never arrest whoever says that. You go to UT, you go to downtown Austin, you go to a trendy area, SoCo, with the Californians. Ladies and gentlemen, these are authoritarian, like Stepford Wife pod people or something. I mean, if you say it's for Obama, they will sign anything. Mark Dice has said, you know, we're going to kill babies after they're born for Obama. Boom. Yes, sir. Let me sign that. We're going to arrest Tea Partiers and put them in forced labor camps. Absolutely. They're bad. Let me sign that. I mean, these are a cult of sicko freaks. I mean, they are dangerous, folks. They are not liberals. Now, we're going to go to him here for a moment, come back to him in the next segment. I just want to tell you what's coming up. I always say what's coming up and just start reporting it all right there. That's my problem. Joe Mendez, in fact, we'll put the Bloomberg headline up from a few months ago. Gun confiscation begins in California. California seizes guns as owners lose right to keep their arms. And in the article, it admits that they don't tell you why they're there. They can just claim that when you were in the Army, you collapsed once and they said it was PTSD. Or they can just say, oh, you had a misdemeanor now, even though that's not law and they take them. But they won't tell you. And this is all over the country this is happening. But it's really bad in California with these federal grants. And so I want gun owners to know what you're facing. Now, courts are now saying that when a divorce proceeding starts, they may make you turn your guns in just in case you might do something bad. It's kind of like one rodeo clown wears an Obama mask and runs from the bull. They say that's a threat on Obama. No, that's what rodeo clowns do. That's part of the act. And all of them in the state of Missouri have to take $300 to $1,000, it depends, sensitivity training federally. So they're all guilty for something that isn't even illegal the guy did. Same thing. Just, oh, we're just here. We're just a SWAT team. We're going to take your gun. And as of our video report we did last Thursday on this, he had not still found out about the August 7th raid more than a week before, why they raided him. The court won't tell him why they've got his guns, what he's charged with. This is the new 1984. So in a nutshell, Joe, tell folks what happened to you. We're going to come back and break down the whole story, because you also say in the jail, it was mainly other people like you. So this is a persecution. Like in Nazi Germany, it was the Jews and the gypsies and the Christians. Now it's gun owners. So, you know, it's Joe Mendez today. It's Alex Jones tomorrow. Joe, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Alex. Happy to be here. Yeah, on August 7th, between 10:30 and 11, agents of the ATF, California Highway Patrol, and members of the Sacramento Sheriff's Police Department conducted a raid on our house. I'm sure you guys saw the video. They told my wife that morning that our car had been involved in a hit-and-run crime the night before, which was very much a lie, because I never go to sleep before four. I do a lot of training and research, and I also have a hobby that I do. I build World War II historical models, and I train my body never to go to sleep before 4 or 5 in the morning. I can sleep for a couple of hours, five hours, and then I get up and begin my day. She called me that morning and told me, there's a police officer here who needs to take a statement from you because our car was involved in a hit and run last night. And I said, how can that be when the car never moved? That's very strange.
So they gave you a false report, which if a citizen did that, it's a felony.
Yes, it was a false report. This whole thing started on a lie. I proceeded to come down from our condominium into the office where there was one, what I could notice was a CHP officer there on the radio, and he told me, hi, how are you? And he was all really nice and everything. And I said, so what's this all about? And he's like, yeah, last night your car was involved in a hit and run, but you have nothing to worry about because it was a black man, he said, and you're not black.
All right, stay there. This gets only more bizarre, and we're going to come back. You've got video of it all. This is on record. Done nothing wrong. This happens to you. They took your gun. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I get high on freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Reading some quotes by George Washington. That's the drug for me, my heart. My heart, kickstart a patriot's heart. Need to kickstart America's heart. All right, now Joe Mendez, just to recap, this has been in the news now. They're like, well, of course, no criminal record, no felonies, Family Guy. They come arrest him, tell him it's because a black man used his car to run over somebody. He's going to finish the story here, but I'm just recapping it so you get the whole story. Disappear him. Now he's learned they're saying his guns are illegal. And I know California law, I know the federal law, folks. These are legally semi-auto guns bought in the 80s. And they don't care. They are making the determination, as the ATF's done before outside of law until Congress stops them, to take them. And now the ATF, to warn everyone, is saying your AR-15, if it's an older Colt type M16 that's semi-auto, they might take those. Or it's got a bayonet lug. This is how scary it is when these folks are outside the law. So Joe Mendez, you've also got your great YouTube channel, which is why I think they went after you. They've been really persecuting veterans and conservatives, libertarians as well. But it's Warrior for God 13. It's a great YouTube site. Go back to the state police guys out there. He's on his radio. He goes, you have nothing to worry about. We had a report of a hit and run in your car with a black guy. And then continue with what happened to you, sir.
He's like, you're not a black guy, right? I said, no. He goes, then don't you got nothing to worry about. And he calls into his radio and he says, I have a Joe Mendez here. And as soon as he said that, all hell broke loose. About three agents rushed into the door of the office, and two of them proceeded to put their M16 machine guns 5 inches away from my head on each side. The other guy grabbed my arms and put them to the back and said, don't you move. And then the guys with the machine guns yelled at me, don't move. And I looked at them, and they were more nervous than I was. I didn't even have an idea of what was going on, why this was happening to me. And I said, what is going on? And they said, shut up. And I said, I have a right to know why I'm being arrested. And they said, be quiet. Is there anybody else in the house? And I said, no, just our dogs or whatever. So they took me outside, and then they proceeded to interrogate. Two of them stayed inside and were interrogating my wife, trying to turn her against me now that later on I found out. And outside, they sat me down. I didn't want to sit down. And I said, I demand to know what's going on. It's my legal right to know if I'm being arrested. And one guy said, there's a warrant for the search of your condo and an arrest. And I said, why? Why is there a warrant? And he said, we'll tell you later. And to this day, they won't give me the probable cause that led to the judge to sign the warrant to search my house, to arrest me and confiscate my firearms. I believe they're trying to railroad me. The public defender, the first one I got, the first thing he said is, we go in with the mentality of let's make a deal. And I said, I'm not making any deal. I have nothing.
Works with them just like the judge. And I was reading your case. They admit California got the lion's share per capita of the federal raid money to have the local police go under the feds with the ATF. So basically the story here is the ATF is deputizing and giving hazard pay so these cops can make an extra $60,000, $70,000 a year on top of their $70,000 a year on average out in California. They can make more than a doctor doing this evil work if people ask why they're doing it. And we're seeing cases confirmed where you've got the Rutherford Institute suing and others over it, where veterans with no criminal record who were talk show hosts say, I think Obama's a traitor. And the police show up and they say, we're doing a commitment outside of law. And then they go, we're never letting you go until you admit you're mentally ill and sign an agreement to turn your guns in. So the persecution, the purge has already begun. But the corporate press is not going to tell people. And mainline conservative talk show hosts won't talk about this. I know they copy everything I do, so maybe they'll pick up on it and do it now. But we need to do a nightly news report this week showing the dozens of prominent cases in the last month of this. And this is just outrageous, sir, because I've looked at the documents. I've seen them on your site. The guns you had, I went and looked at the federal law and California law. They're legal. You just can't sell these anymore. Nope. And so you can't sell them in California anymore, but your guns, this is amazing. I mean, none of us are safe. This is incredible.
It has started. Everything, I've been talking about this stuff for years, and people would say that I was nuts and this and that. Well,
that's why they targeted you. You're well-spoken. You're reaching out to people in California. Hundreds of thousands of people are coming to your channel. They're watching what you say. You're a patriot. That's why they did this to you.
Yes, Yes, they're targeting us. When I got to jail, Alex, I didn't talk much because I don't want to say anything, but I was listening to the conversations in there, and I figured about 70 to 75% of us that were in there that day were for one violation or the other, and I found out that they came to everybody's house to apprehend them that day. Now, I went on CalGuns.net because I'm looking for a lawyer to help me that's affordable. I have no money. I lost my job over this, and me and my wife, it took all the resources.
Why don't you contact, I'll get you in contact with the Rutherford Institute. People should support you. But here's what you need to know, sir. There's your damages right there. Because these scum employment places and bosses, I mean, I've seen it where the guy that was pulling the rabbit out of the hat in Missouri, 20-year famous magician, he went to a library, they were paying him to be there. They sent the feds in with badges, that like he was wrong for not having the proper forms, and he lost that business. This is what they do. And now you've lost your job because, oh my gosh, this guy's got guns. That's how Nazi Germany started. We've got to stand with you or they're going to come after all of us. But absolutely, sir, you've already got damages, the fact that you lost your job over this. What did your boss say to you? You're just too evil now.
Pretty much, to be honest with you, that's another thing. We contacted them, my wife did, so that she could pick up my last check. They wouldn't return our calls. It took like 2 weeks for them to even acknowledge me and finally send my last paycheck and stuff like that. Yeah, everybody's turning their back, and this is going to happen to everybody. This is what we've been talking about. This is here now.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of people are going to hear this, and they're going to buckle under, and then they're going to lose everything. You got to stand against tyranny now. It's happening everywhere. And so many veterans I know, when they come and throw them in the loony bin for no reason because they've been criticizing the government, their friends and family say, come on, go along with it. And then the feds call their job and get them fired so that they're destitute. I mean, this is how Hitler did this the first 5 years before he started really rounding people up, is he cut everybody off financially. He took their guns and then he did this.
Yes. Well, it's like I was telling my friend, I feel like they're starting to do gun sweeps and try to move the legal abiding citizens that are armed out of the way so that when the hammer drops, there's not going to be any opposition. Everybody's just going to file in and do exactly as.
Well, sir, you saw Katrina, tens of thousands, high and dry areas, not just New Orleans. The feds went to the richest houses, blew up the safes, took the guns and arrested the people that were there legally and lawfully. This is about a monopoly of force. I want to come back and get your take on where this goes from here. But folks, this is happening everywhere. And they are coming after gun owners. They're coming into gun shops here in Austin that are scared to come on air and saying, you're going to report on people buying guns, even though it's already on record what they bought. And you're going to file reports they're suspicious so we can SWAT team them. And they're like, I'm not going to do that. Well, then we're going to raid you. I mean, this is secret police stuff, folks. They want them to bear false witness.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I'll say this for all you people that love big government, get reflected glory out of it, and are marveling at the rise of worldwide tyranny. If you want big government, if you want tyranny, you're going to get front row seats to it. I really feel sorry for all the useful idiots out there. Homeland Security, I've now learned from multiple sources what Michael Hastings was looking into. He was looking into a bunch of stuff, but it was Operation Endgame, working with, I'm going to get more into it tomorrow, but the point is it was Operation Endgame, a DHS program. He was working with Barrett Brown and others looking into how they were planning to use Rex 84 program under the auspices of the new Endgame operation. By the way, there'll be feds having to go into work tonight over what I'm saying on air. There's alarms going off right now that I'm even saying this, but I'll just go ahead and throw this out at you right now. Operation Endgame, tied into Rex 84. Special Ops will know what I'm talking about right now. I'll get more into this tomorrow in details, exactly what it all means. That's one of the things that really made the feds go completely ape with the Rolling Stone Associated Editor. And basically, it's using the federal task forces that they've set up working with local police. They use rounding up illegals as the cover, just like Rex 84 called for in 1986. That came out in congressional testimony. They've actually set that up as the cover grid for the training to round up gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and people that are seen as political dissidents. And what's amazing about this is now actually in the public army manuals. Just type in re-education camp army manual. You'll be on army.mil. It's all actually in plain view. It's so hard for me to even believe it, though. Now, I don't know if they're going to pull the trigger on this. I don't think they can get away with it, even with a false flag. So they probably won't. But they are all over New York State, California, Michigan, and other areas the feds control, taking people's guns by the hundreds every day that are totally legal. They'll take veterans that, you know, are business people with no criminal record and throw them in a mental institution for 6 months and force drug them till they sign papers agreeing to have their guns taken. We've had the people on the show. There's civil rights groups suing over this. I mean, they are persecuting us bad. And, you know, we talk to somebody like Joe Mendez. It just freaks me out to realize how deep we are into this. And I'm even gotten kind of acclimated that it's okay. Just by increment, you wake up and you're in Nazi Germany, you're in Soviet Russia. Mr. Mendez, we're almost out of time. I want to get you back up for 30, 40 minutes or a full hour later in the week. Your story is just incredible. I'm going to play a piece here in a minute in Austin where everyone we talked to, I think except for one person, said, yes, take everyone's guns. America's been taken over. I mean, it's dangerous, and you've been persecuted for no reason. I've seen your court documents. They won't even say why. Your guns are clearly legal. It really scares me that we've gone this far and that other libertarians and conservatives aren't fighting back. How do people visit your YouTube? Closing comments.
Basically, my channel is Warrior, the number 4, God 13. And I'm going to touch off a little bit on what you just said about Homeland Security. And what people don't know about this is that 3 months before I was apprehended, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security visited my oldest son in Southern California due to my video. And the mom didn't know her rights, so she left the door open and they stormed in there and they ransacked his room and they tried to get him to confess. He does not own firearms. He doesn't have equipment. I have all of his equipment, all of that stuff. But they were trying to strong-arm him into admitting something he didn't do.
Yeah, you're an American man who is armed and protecting their family and a hard-working member of society who's politically active, and you've been targeted.
Yes, yes. And so has my family. Yeah.
Well, we're going to stand with you. Guys, get him set back up for a full hour later in the week. I want to open the phones up and brainstorm on this in the next few days. And folks, contact him. What's your email for any lawyers that want to help you?
My email address is housedealer1313@yahoo.com. And I set up a GoFundMe account with Warrior for God 13, Joe Mendez. If you want to help, I need all the help I can get because I'm first in the ring to fight this people. And I need as much help as I can get.
Absolutely, sir. If we don't stand with you, we are all begging for it. And if big banks are already taking houses that they'd never even had a deed to that are paid for, none of us are safe. They're already taking all the pension funds. The criminals are robbing the country, the foreign banks. They're getting ready for bail-ins to take over our private bank accounts. It's all being announced, and they want to demonize gun owners ahead of starting a civil war. I want peace. And it's time for the police and military to say no to all this, but citizens have to back them up. Even NSA people are saying, hey, we don't like doing this. It's Congress's fault. And it is Congress's fault. They act like they don't know what's going on because they don't want to get in trouble. We have to restore the republic. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
All right. Here is John Bowne's report talking to Austinites while they sign a petition to take everyone's guns. Here it is.
They're going to start arming the TSA in malls and airports and bus stations, train stations. And so a lot of those guns could go to law-abiding TSA agents that need them.
By the way, people are signing while he says this.
Go to the TSA agents that need them.
Yeah.
In the airports and in sporting events that they're unarmed right now and they could be in a lot of danger if there's any terrorist activity. So.
I agree with all that.
Do you support Lee Leffingwell? Because we've even made the joke with him that we would melt the guns down and make him a RoboCop uniform to go door to door to confiscate those guns.
I am totally against people having guns.
Yeah.
Period.
Some of these people actually have firearms, and some of them have a good amount of firearms. So they're actually safely going door to door and getting those firearms in California. So that's what we want to support here.
Making sure that
every Austinite sign to take our guns. They are savage authoritarians.
Ma'am, do you have a second to sign a petition? It's for peace on the streets. It's an initiative here in Austin, Texas wide. It's to reduce firearms, yeah. And then we'd also like to support Obama's foreign policy by getting those guns and getting them into the hands of people that actually can use them, that have professional experience, like Syrian rebels or the TSA. Mm-hmm.
And, she's signing right there. It says to confiscate all guns in Austin.
The TSA is now going into a program where they're going to be armed. So
there's a shooting just in my town in Georgia just yesterday.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, that's right. Outside of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you're helping. So thank you. You guys interested in signing a initiative for peace on the streets? Here in Texas, and what we'd like to do is get those guns and get them in the hands of the TSA or in order for Obama's Syrian rebel policy over there in Syria to get those in the hands of the Syrian rebels, and rather than in the hands of lunatics, you know, that have.
And this guy agrees to give the guns to Al Qaeda right here.
All right, thank you. Take care. Excuse me, do you have a second to sign a petition to keep peace on the streets? Basically an initiative similar to the one in California where they're going door to door getting guns from people.
These people don't deserve freedom.
Backgrounds.
You know what my family does, though?
And so on.
And this country's just full of idiots.
What we'd like to do is... Right here is fine.
Yeah.
What we'd like to do is support Obama's foreign policy initiative in Syria. Oh, yeah, is that... Yeah, and get those weapons either into the hands of American agents like the TSA or into the hands of the Syrian rebels that we support, or into the hands of some other unmentionables, such as Al Qaeda. But we do support them.
Continue signing. Enemies,
so it's good to get those.
Who need them?
Yeah, absolutely. The TSA, who they're now arming in the airports and so on, just to keep us safer.
Hi. So,
thank you so much.
Of course.
Take care.
We'll be right back.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
On InfoWars.com, we filed a report Leanne McAdoo got back today from outside St. Louis. The headline is St. Charles Overpass Protest to Impeach Obama Goes Off Without a Hitch. And that's a nice headline, but I'm going to call the writer that put that out right when the show ends here in 15 minutes and say, listen, the essence of this is the state police said all over the state, you're not allowed to protest on the street corner of the overpass without a permit. It can impede traffic when the state law doesn't say that, and bullied and beat up and choked and arrested people that we had on this week who were going back this week, and hundreds of people showed up this week, and I sent reporters up there, and the state police didn't show up, and there was no wreck on the interstate except one down the road where a couch fell off a truck and caused a wreck. We've got video of all that. So the headline would be, police who banned protest in Obama protest in Missouri, back off. Because that's really what that is. And I meant to mention earlier in the broadcast, that's the solution here to these tyrants. When the Missouri State Police come out and say all gun owners are terrorists, as they did 5 years ago, that's when we first learned about these federal documents that they had, there was laws passed in the State House. They couldn't do that. The governor got in trouble. The lieutenant governor got in trouble. Now they have truth squads saying you're not allowed to criticize Obama. That's illegal. I've actually played those newscasts here. Just type in Obama truth squads, Missouri. You'll get mainstream newscasts with straight faces going, you do not criticize him and say he's not a Christian or you will be arrested. You know, stuff like that. I mean, directly out of a dystopian Stephen King novel or something like The Running Man. So over the top, it's hard to believe. And so I sent two of my reporters up there, and they got back today, this morning. They were up there yesterday, and we'll have that report tomorrow for you, at least by the nightly news, maybe even during the radio show tomorrow. I'll have that, you know, the video and the audio for folks, but so look for that. But that's a victory. They showed back up to say, hey, go ahead. There's more of us now. Arrest us. And then, you know, 20 of us are there. You arrest some of us. 200 show up. You arrest 200, 5,000 show up. And some police chief showed up locally and said they thought it was wrong. We're part of the demonstration. Some other police, some state police, I'm told, in plain clothes, off-duty show up, said we support you. So we're here to create a debate within these departments about why are you violating people's rights? These are your rights, too. You really want to grow up in a country like this where you choke people who didn't do anything? Well, there's incredible video. So that video is up on Infowars.com, the audio, all of it, the text articles. St. Charles overpass protest to impeach Obama goes off without hitch. The headline should be state police who banned Obama protest last week back off this week. Because that's the essence. That's why we went, to see if they would do it again and to stand with these people. That's why we did that. That's why we have this show. It's why we do what we do. By the way, support the broadcast so I can have more reporters, more researchers, more writers. Get the satellite uplinks up for the TV show that's about to go syndicated. The studios we're finishing. We're fully maxed out here. The best films, the best Patriot information, the best Patriot apparel, pro-Second Amendment, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsHealth.com for the Beyond Tangy Tangerine discounted. Just all of it. InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Subscribe to the magazine. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. If you believe in what we're doing, please stand with us. Because it is so creepy when you see man on the streets nationwide, not just California, not just Austin, Texas, but all over the country, where if you say, for Obama, we're going to kill babies up to age 3, they all sign. People that speak perfect English, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter. Asian, doesn't matter. We're going to take all the gun owners, Mark Dice has done this, and put them in forced labor camps or take their gun. Yes, I don't like them. These are sick, these are enemies. Weird little, you know, welfare shuffling blobs or government workers that are like, we're going to arrest the gun owners. Yeah, this is amazing. I mean, if I hate your guts, I won't do anything nasty to you behind your back or even in your face. Imagine just like, let's give guns to Al-Qaeda and let's take all the guns from the citizens. I mean, it's just, as long as you say Obama, they will do, and talk at an NPR, oh, it's for Obama, we're going to take all the guns, door-to-door gun confiscation. They go, and they start doing this weird little dance like they're a bird hypnotized by a snake. They're like, John Bound, you've done a lot of these men on the streets. I mean, that's who you got. That how freaked out were you? Laughing? Were you about to cry? You look like, if you watch the video, it looked like you were about to laugh. What was happening, John Bound?
You start getting used to it. This one, I wasn't as shocked as I was in the beginning because the first time I did it was with Mark Dice, and it's amazing.
Out in L.A.
And it's amazing how they just come out of the woodwork. There was only one person that disagreed with me, and it was a World War II veteran. And that I have that video on my own channel. And he disagrees with me at the end. He kicks sand at me, just, you know, making.
Oh, that's incredible. World War II vet stands up against tyranny. Yeah, but listen, give folks your InfoWars channel, but it needs to be on the main channel. In fact, if you want to stay late, edit that into the other idiots. And make the point that only one person, because I know you said one person out of dozens, you know, said, no, we shouldn't take the guns. And it was a World War II vet. That is sensational for liberty.
The channel is War for Your Mind HD. And it's Alex Jones, InfoWars channel. And I am going to go down to Dripping Springs this week and talk to people that actually have guns and know the Constitution. I guarantee.
Yeah, yeah. Just 10 miles from these mindless authoritarian jellyfish that think they're liberal. Just show the difference. I guarantee it'll be night and day. But we'll see if I'm right. And then we'll air that next Sunday here.
Sounds good.
Voila. There you go. So, I mean, I saw you kind of got into it. Was it fun to join the Borg and just go, hand over guns, work for Al-Qaeda?
Well, yeah, you go into that drone mode, you know. Instead of being excited about liberty and let's do something, you go into, well, you know, you're ready to just sign here, send the guns over.
Well, I want to go out like we already did and say, we're going to kill babies up to age 3 for Obama, beat their brains out with sledgehammers. They just start signing.
Yeah, once they start signing, this is what Mark Dice told me, is that once they start signing, you've got them.
They won't admit they're wrong. They won't admit they're wrong. That's the thing. Like someone who wants to be conned, once they're hooked, will never admit they're wrong. It's Stockholm Syndrome. You should go further and say, and then we're going to kill you after we take the guns. They'll still sign.
Will you die for Obama? Hey, will you sign here to destroy the United States?
Hi, we're going to put gun owners in wood chippers. What, you're not liberal? I mean, you should trendy.
And Leanne McAdoo had an idea to give away sheep. Or, you know, stuffed animal sheep.
Yeah, buy some online. Yeah, and then say, bring your guns in, because it's legal to do a gun buyback. Just say, you know, and have it there and then give them a stuffed. Or how about actual lamb chops? Of like, this is what happens once you turn your guns in historically. You get chopped up by the wolves like lamb. Here's your lamb chop.
Where do I sign?
With like some of that, you know, jelly. All right, bro. You know, I didn't have time to get to this. I'm going to do it tomorrow at the start of the 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern show. Friday, it was 1 p.m., and I was in the break room getting a glass of Joe, and CNN's going, the polar bears are all dying. They can't swim. The Arctic is all melting. I mean, we have the video right now. And they go, look at this satellite shot. And they show during the summer, when they always have the northern passage, it's been written about for over 1,000 years, it shrinks in the summer. It gets smaller, in the winter it gets bigger. You know, like, oh, we got to have icebreakers. It's the fall to get through the Northern Passage. And they actually say on the piece, you know, the same lie that polar bears can't swim. They're the greatest land animal swimmer. They go out on the ice floes to hunt seal. And their number, I'm going to show all this tomorrow. I've printed all the articles. They're up fivefold from the last census. There's never been this many polar bears in northern Russia, northern Europe, Canada, North Pole. I mean, they are crawling. And they get on there and say, pay Al Gore carbon tax or the polar bears will all die. That's how dumb they think you are. And Obama gets up on TV and says, there's not even an allegation the NSA spying on you. When it's all admitted, when it's all on record, they're persecuting the media, whistleblowers, citizens, pro-life groups, Associated Press, members of Congress are tapped to spy on him. I mean, it's all completely illegal. And he gets up there and is so arrogant and smiles about it. These con men get off on lying. My dad would always tell me, growing up, he said, son, there's people who'd rather steal a dollar from you than make $1 million with you. They love being nasty. They love being double dealing because it's their nature.
Because there are no allegations, and I am very confident, knowing the NSA and how they operate, that purposely somebody's out there trying to abuse this program.
There you go. Great job of the crew. Thank you, listeners, for all your support. Infowars.com is the main website. I didn't get into George Washington. The DOD is teaching George Washington is bad. That document is up on Infowars.com right now. Red Link will cover it tomorrow.